I do just want to take a moment to talk a little bit about this guy who was lost at sea for 2 months. You've probably seen some of the stories, and more is coming out about it. It was a guy from Australia, a sailor, who survived more than 2 months. He was lost at sea with his dog. The guy's name is Tim Shattuck. I don't know why I made him Timmy all of a sudden. 51 years old. He and his dog, Bella, were sailing from Mexico to French Polynesia when rough seas damaged their boat and its electronic system and just left them drifting alone for 2 months. They survived by drinking rainwater, and he was able to catch raw fish. So a lot of things come to mind. First of all, if you were kind of in that situation, number one, I would never be in that situation because I would never think it's a good idea to go by myself and my dog from Mexico to French Polynesia. I get nervous enough when it's an actual regular trip and it's like, oh my God, the flight's delayed 2 hours. How are we going to survive? But I credit this guy for doing it. But the first thing I wonder about this, being adrift with your dog for 2 months, number one, what was the dog thinking the whole time? Now, dogs are always up for anything, right? Hey, buddy, we're going to the grocery store and the cleaners today. And he's like, all right, let's go. I'm with you. You know, your dog, think about it. When you're maybe going down the bike path and you see someone running and they have their dog with them, the dog is always bored because it could run go faster than the runner. But the dog does it, right? So I wonder if this dog at any point during this trip was like, dude, this is not what I signed up for. What are we doing? Let's get home already. Second, I wonder if this Tim Shattuck, he must have been talking to the dog like crazy, right? Because what else? I mean, think about in Castaway, all Tom Hanks had was that volleyball, but at least this guy had the dog to talk to. But I wonder if at some point they had fights, you know, because if you're two humans in that kind of situation, you're going to have your highs and your lows. So I wonder if at one point the dog was like, dude, I'm going to stay over here on this side of the boat and you stay over on your side. I was talking to my kids about this yesterday a little bit. I was like, there was a guy lost at sea for 2 months. And they both weren't that impressed. They didn't think it was that big of a deal, really. I was like, for 2 months? And they're like, yeah, well, he caught some fish, so that was okay. Then I told them he also had no Nintendo Switch on board. And then they thought he was heroic.